Alaska. We wholeheartedly support the amended numbers, and whichever vehicle that you find to get construction done, we'd appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. We'll go to Greg Meissner in Wrangell.
Put it there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, prior to today's meeting here, I had some questions, but I contacted Senator Taylor's office and believe I have those answered now. So other than that, at this time, I thank you for your efforts and hope this thing goes.
Thank you, Mr. Meissner. Mr. Stowe in Wrangell.
Yes, I'm here with Harbor Master Greg, the city council here, and I also want to thank you for your time, and hopefully this thing goes forward. Most of my questions have been answered through him. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hickman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a spokesman for the local Port Authority Harbor Advisory Board here in Petersburg, Alaska. I just wanted to say that we support SB 111 on the updated or amended version. Paul Anderson already covered all the high points, and we ask for your support so that we can move forward in getting or taking over the responsibility of maintenance and ownership of these harbors. Otherwise, we can't afford to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? All right, that concludes public testimony. There isn't anyone I left out, is there? That concludes public testimony on SB 111. Is there any other business to come before the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to make a real quick comment on SB 111 in the Port of Anchorage. For some reason, the governor seems just not to recognize the importance of the Port of Anchorage to the rail belt and to the Bush of Alaska. And the efficiency of that port directly impacts the rates that consumers pay for groceries and all kinds of consumer goods through the vast majority of Alaska, and yet we don't see this administration participating in the efforts to make that port more efficient and deliver those consumer goods more effectively and a cheaper price for a vast number of Alaskans. So it's just something we continue to have to work on from the legislative point of view here. And just like although it's owned by the state, the Anchorage Airport and Fairbanks Airport are a system. I think the port's very similar to that, and they share expenses, and I think we all have to recognize that things we pay for every day, the vast majority of Alaska come through the Port of Anchorage.
Thank you, Senator Donnelly. Tomorrow we have the supplemental appropriations, the fast track bill, and Thursday as well. So, any questions or comments about that? Hearing none, we're adjourned.